You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. You are listening to me, Dora. I've been around. I've been on the airwaves for a bit, but I'm just doing a fun drive fill-in. Woo! And I'm in studio, joined by...
Me, I'm Clara.
What's up?
Not a lot.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, Fun Drive is CITR and Discorder's annual like fundraising marathon thing, telethon moment. So you can call in. You yourself and you can call in right now. 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT and donate some money to CITR and Discorder. I am the volunteer manager here, but I've been involved in like a bunch of different ways. I was just like a volunteer, then a programmer, then I was on the student exec for a while, and now I work here. So it's been a whole journey. But you're not as in it, hey?
I'm really not. But it's been like even you just like listing that off, it's cool to see how many different ways you've been involved and like for how long have dedicated themselves.
Yeah, no. I like live, breathe and sweat.
Bleed.
CITR and Discorder. But you just heard we started this whole hour off with a song called Deflecting by Gigi Peach, which is a band out of Montreal. Who I really liked. They put out an EP like a couple years ago called Melt that I really liked. I was mainly attracted to it because the album cover art, I studied classics, and the album cover art is kind of like, it looks kind of like a Venus de Milo torso with like kind of gauze wrapped around it, but it's very graphically done. I thought it was really, really cool. But I really liked that song. I haven't heard them in a while. So I was pretty excited. But we have a whole theme of today. What is it?
It's driving. Because, you know, it's fun drive and it's a journey.
Truly.
Oh, yeah. Like we're checking off the like on the thermometer, like the meter points.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? I kind of wanted there to be like milestone, like landmark moments. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We had like a whole meeting about what that thing should look like. And I was like, guys, who cares? Like, we just got to fill it up. You know what I mean?
Well, we were, like, conceptualizing a show, like a show, not an hour.
Yeah.
of radio.
But the whole kind of radio. But so the whole kind of like point or like the kind of theme around all the songs is, what do we want to listen to?
In the car.
In the car on a road trip while we're driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think deflecting is a pretty good one.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that kind of vibe of music is like, I either want it to be like very fun, like high energy, mm-hmm. or like, we're fine. This is fine.
This is going great.
Yeah. This is going so pleasantly.
I also think that the title, Deflecting, speaks pretty closely to my and Clara's personal driving road trip journeys, because we're very like, this is fine.
Yeah.
To the point where we're like deflecting, like, I'm not tired.
Oh, oh, man.
Or like, this is okay. When it's like, no, you need to stop.
Yeah, like, take a break.
Yeah.
I was worried that you were going to say that, like, we were bad drivers and, like, hitting people.
No.
Like, deflecting objects. And I was like, where are they going with this?
No, 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 no. I've never hit a person. I think that I can confidently... And, like, no. proudly state.
But you've hit, like, fences and cars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been hit by cars.
Me too.
But I don't think I've ever hit a car.
No, no, no. No. No, you've never hit a car?
No!
Dora! Cool, neither have I. Next up on this road trip journey is 17 Stitches by Francesca Belcourt. Because with me and Clara on the road... You're not going to need stitches.
Oh, we did. But once, sorry. Once we did a road trip and I got like beforehand, I cut my hand really badly and we had to go to the emergency room and I got a bunch of stitches.
Yeah.
And then we were so tired driving.
Yeah. It was not a great combo.
No.
But that will never happen again.
No.
Because you live and you learn. And hopefully that will never happen to you, dear listener. Because A, you're either busy calling 604-822-8648 and donating money to CHR and Discord's Fun Drive. Or you're just a safe driver, mm-hmm. Which is cool.
Well, yeah. Or you don't break glasses at home.
Yeah. But I don't think you got 17 stitches. But either way, we're going to play it. And you're going to hopefully enjoy it.
I'm so of everything to come, all this pain that comes in waves, and I don't believe that it will ever stop. Thank you.
Persian. Into the sky. Seems like you're running. Don't be twice. Don't be another switch. In the culture. Another location. Can't explain. I was awakened.
Hello, welcome back to this hour of radio during CITR and Discorder's Fun Drive on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm still Dird, and I'm still joined in the studio by
Kid.
Hey, sir. You just heard X by Swim Team off of their new album V. So if you haven't heard it yet, it's pretty good.
It'd be great to listen to on a car trip.
Yeah, Clara was... Okay, so yeah. So the whole point of this hour is... it's like driving, like what would you listen to when you're driving? And we played 17 Stitches just before that by Francesca Belcourt. And Clara was like, this would not be good to listen to in a car.
I did not tongue click, but I would.
I did not the tongue click.
But no, it was too slow. I think I would like start to fall asleep if I was like driving. If I was like trying to, I don't know. I'm imagining like car trip. It's like 10 o'clock. You like are getting kind of sleepy. What do you want to listen to? Not something that like. You're like, yeah, I am sleepy.
Yeah, that's fair.
But X'd out.
XV for victory. Yes, you know what I mean? But I mentioned pretty briefly that it is CITR and Discorder's Fun Drive, which is like our weekly telethon thing. We were actually just talking during the song break about like the prize levels, which are like pretty good. they're pretty good. They're pretty dope. you can get, if you donate $30, you get a patch. If you donate 60, you get a tote. If you donate 101.9, you get socks, which is really cool. The socks are really cute. They have like little rubies on them. And then there are different levels up from there. The next one is the Fishbowl Sessions tape. So it's a bunch of live performances that have been put into a little tape for you. It's really cute. And yeah, so you can donate and do that. Help support independent radio.
Help support us.
Heck yeah. But so up next is Mess by My Wife off of their EP Mess You Lately. My Wife has a lot of members from like CITR alum who are CITR alum, so very close to our heart and souls. But please enjoy, and we'll chat after the break.
candy bar. Just the way my heart felt when you walked in the party. You don't have to say a single word to be funny. Proportionately avant-garde. I saw you at the gallery, I'm sure you'll go far. But sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Sometimes I feel okay. Sometimes I feel okay. Sometimes I feel okay. Dried up like an old sea star. Why'd you have to leave me here inside your hot car? Well, sometimes a cigar is just a phallus. Passed up from the hippie flip. Want to be the kind of guy who goes skinny dip. And now you flipped your lip, kid, and there ain't no turning. Sometimes I feel okay. Sometimes I feel okay.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Duffin's Donuts.
Hello, Duffin's Donuts.
Hi, I was wondering if I can get 12 pupusas, but just pay for one of them.
Like, do we owe you?
Owe you cinnamon rolls?
No, you don't owe me. Just, I was just seeing if, like, that was a deal I could make.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe in 20 years?
In 20 years?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay. I was hoping for it now,
years.
Though, but...
No, 20 years later.
20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'll try in 20 years.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate, or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird. CITR and Discorder Magazine are hosting a huge Fun Drive 2019 finale. To say thank you for a week of donations and support, we're inviting you to come celebrate at the Redgate Arts Society on Friday, March 8th. There'll be performances by bands Y Choir, Milk, and BB, and the Dame Vinyl DJs. There will also be a silent auction with sick prizes donated by local businesses like Mint Records, Timber Concerts, MRG, Fortune, The Soap Dispensary, Lush, Stormcrow Tavern, even places like the Capilano Suspension Bridge. Win concert tickets, vinyl records, books, beauty packages. Help us raise $40,000 for Fun Drive 2019. Doors are at 8:30 p.m. You can get your tickets in advance at citrfundrive.brownpapertickets.com.
Hello, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. I'm Dird.
I'm Kid.
And you just heard Melty by Milk, and just before that we played Mess by My Wife. Milk, as was stated in the PSA we just played, is playing on the Fun Drive finale, which is on March 8th. They're playing with BBNY Choir, which has members from Graftician, which I'm really excited about, and also the Dame DJs, which just like elevates every party. So I'm pretty excited.
I'm very excited.
I'm glad. Clara's like kind of, there's no choice. They're going.
No, I have to go.
Have to go to this show. But that's cool. I think it'll be good either way.
Yeah, of course.
I like to think you'd go anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I mentioned that because it is Fun Drive right now. How would you describe Fun Drive?
Like just like a fundraiser, you know, CITR fundraising.
Yeah, facts. We are fundraising.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a lot of like taglines.
Well, I've heard you describe it as a telethon, which I think I don't really understand what that means.
Great. Yeah, that's cool. So I'm like imagining, you know, I feel like it used to be way bigger when people used phones a lot, but we have a bunch of lovely, stunning volunteers in our lounge, and I'm imagining like the first thing that I think of is like a tiered kind of like stadium moment, but everyone has a desk, and a bunch of the really big ones would have celebrities on the phone answering, and then getting people's information and getting money.
Right.
So it was like you call and donate for a chance to talk to a celebrity.
Right. When you said telethon, I immediately went like a television marathon.
No.
Like playing a bunch of Teen Titans in a row.
No, yeah. That's not what I meant.
That makes a lot of sense.
Is that what a telethon?
That's. I think that I'm just too young.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that I was in studio with a youth. My bad. But that is what Fun Drive is. It is a telethon, but you can also go to citr.ca/donate if you're like, if that's not your vibe. But the best thing about calling in is A, not only you get to talk to our lovely, stunning, gorgeous volunteers, but you also, are then like eligible, I'm putting those in air quotes, to get show prizes. So all of the shows on CITR have like different prizes attached to them. So like one show, Deliberate Noise, they made a pair of underwear and embroidered the underwear, so you could win that. Beppe Crespin has a bunch of really, really great prizes. There's like a artist formerly known as Prince mugshot t-shirt, and a couple other really cool shirts that I was like, oh damn. The Real World, which is the UBC Film Society's radio show, has like a movie night in kit. So it has popcorn and a few movies and candy and stuff, and also some good Rio tickets, too. So you can call in, check those out. If you're not really sure, I don't know. I would do this. If I was on the phone, I would do this. But if you were like, oh, what are the prizes? Like you don't have to know exactly what show. What prize is associated with each show. If you have a friend or something where you're on, they have a show and you want to support that show specifically, like, go for it. Like, very much here for that. But you could also just be like, what's your favorite prize on the show list? What's your top 10? And then choose that one and donate to that show. Which is a little less, it's less sentimental, but practical.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, pragmatic.
Truly.
efficient.
Thanks. But so staying on that pragmatic wave, I'm going to play a Kate Bush cover because why not? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys listening, and I'm sure you don't.
As a youth?
Ked. Yes, you're too young for a song that came out in 2017. Moo, local artist, dream pop duo Moo, released a Kate Bush cover, this cover of Running Up That Hill, and it's amazing. It's fantastic, and I really hope you enjoyed it as much as I do because I'm obsessed. So call 604-822-8648 or go to citr.ca/donate. But for sure, enjoy this song. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Feels woo! from my soul. Forgive me, Father, for I must confess. I slept with Satan in my mother's dress. I bought him roses and invited him in. It tucked him in at night. Blood, wash away my sins. Have mercy on my evil ways. Through all I know. No, God would deny me of love. So write me off and send me straight to hell. Gay sex in heaven left me underwhelmed. I was a liar on my knees for you. My reverie.
Hello, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Dird.
I'm Kid.
So, you just heard Beyond Love and Beneath You, which is one of Devour's new singles. Curmudgeon is the other one, and that's really been blowing up, but I've played it like 6 times on air already, so I felt like I had to give Beyond Love and Beneath You a little love. And right before that, you heard a cover of Running Up That Hill by Moo. And Claire and I were talking about it, and I was like, we have to talk about this on air. But do you mind describing the documentary you were talking about a little bit? Or the Morrissey thing?
Oh, right, yeah. So I don't remember what year, but there was maybe like 2016, this album came out of a bunch of Mexican bands covering Morrissey songs, kind of because they all really like Morrissey. And so we were talking about it in terms of like what makes a good cover. And I said something that I didn't really mean, which was like a bad cover is when we said that it was changed too much or too little is a bad cover. And in the too much category, I said that like if it changes, if you try to like change the genre, then that's too much. But and then I was like, oh no, because if Mexorcy, that's not really what I meant. Like I think that what I actually meant was like making it more comfortable for you to play is what makes it a good cover. So like if you like in the Mexorcy case, like they were Mexican artists who like playing Morrissey as Morrissey wasn't like how they were used to playing music. So when they played Morrissey, they played it in their own style, which is different from like hearing a Bob Dylan song and being like, I'm gonna make it punk. Like that's that like changing the genre for the sake of changing the genre is not as good as like changing it for the sake of making it sound better when you play it.
Yeah, totally. And like something that I really latched on to when you said that was like making it more comfortable for you as an artist, because like the person writing the song, like they're the way that they're writing it and the way that they like ultimately perform it and the way it comes out is the way that is most comfortable for them. Like that's kind of like baseline. So when you're like connecting to a song, it's because this person like is comfortable in the performance that they're giving, kind of. So if you're giving that, if you're then taking a song for other people to connect to it and continue to connect with it, it needs to be in a way that's most comfortable for you as an artist and as like someone with a message or whatever. So we were talking about the Running Up That Hill cover because it's the same song. Like it sounds the same. At no point am I like, this is radically different from Kate Bush's original. But the Moo took it and just made it a Moo song.
Yeah.
They like put a different beat on it, kind of, even though the beats were the same, like it hit the same kind of landmarks and stuff. It's, you said something really funny. You said they changed the sounds, but they didn't change how it sounds. Which I liked a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But that's super besides the point. I just thought it was interesting and good radio. But we are doing a fill-in on CITR 101.9 FM for Fun Drive.
Fun.
It is very fun. And real drive. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to have a lot of drive.
Totally. To fund.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
To have fun.
Yeah. But Fun Drive is CITR and Discorder's annual fundraiser telethon. You can call 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT and donate some cash money to the cause. You can also go to citr.ca/donate. CITR is like my entire life.
It's quite a large chunk of it.
It's a big one. But like that's not for an accident. That's not an accident, I mean.
No, and it's not resented at all.
No. Like I love this organization so much. And I'm like, it's like changed my life. I feel like more than it's taken over.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've like really become a person because of CITR and Discorder in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I made like all my friends here for sure. But yeah. Love it. So we're going to move on in our driving.
Well, yeah, I think that most of these songs have been very good driving songs.
Yeah.
I think that... Beyond Love and Beneath You is a great driving song.
Yeah.
It's good to listen to in the car.
What do you think... What does that even mean to you?
Well, like, it's got, like... It's not, like... You aren't, there's no point where you're like, whoa, and you're like kind of jolted and like shocked when you're listening to it. Like, there are no like sudden sounds that'll make you swerve a little bit. Exactly that sound. But there are also like, it's not lulling. Like, you're like staying alert and awake enough that it's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
10 out of 10.
They check those boxes. Yeah.
Love it. Cool. Thank you so much for that insight and input. We're going to play all Melissa's Our Keepers now from Necking off of their tape, Meditation Tape. It came out in 2017, which like feels like forever. Like it feels like it just came out, but that's like quite a while ago.
Yeah.
They just signed to Mint, which is really exciting. Congratulations, Necking. You deserve it. And I'm going to play this song now. So you'll listen to CITR 101.9 FM. Call 604-822-8648 or go to citr.ca/donate to donate to our fund drive. TY.
1, 2, 3. This body isn't mine.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, Antisocial.
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress, like, actually, like, I'm not even kidding. And he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, like, 12 decks for, like, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, like, any solids, though? Like,
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just like a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that?
Bad at sex.
How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
be there.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You're tuned in, which is pretty cool of you, and I'm on the air.
It's pretty cool of us.
Yeah, no, exactly. So you're listening to our fun drive fill-in. This is Drivin. I'm Dirt.
I'm Kid.
And we're playing music for you. You're welcome. So what is fun drive? Great question.
It's a telethon moment.
Jesus. I asked Clara to describe Fun Drive earlier, and they were like, it's a fundraiser. It's like, okay. Dope.
Well, then I also didn't know what a telethon was.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd been describing it, and I've been like, I don't know what that means. Well, don't know why? Because I'm so young.
Yeah. We're identical twins. So, like, them describing themselves
as the older
one. Yeah, it's like, come on, bruh. But you just heard Nye Bleh by BB off of their most recent album. I guess it's like an EPX. I just want to read you the description of the song really quick. It says, imagine being on the beach at night with your boyfriend. He goes out and you watch him die and you're okay with that, ; lol. You know what I mean?
No, I love it. And that's, they captured that essence.
They truly did. And just like, bear with me for a moment, but like, so stoked that CITR and Discorder is like able to like play music like that. And like it's like, oh cool, like yay, like there's a place for like that album and like this music to like get some airtime and like get some exposure. Kind of.
Yeah.
Not that BB freaking needs it. They're amazing. But whatever. It's cool that I'm glad I got to play that. Also, right before that song, we played All Melissa's Are Keepers by Necking, and there's a bad word in it, and I'm so sorry.
They are very sorry.
I gasped audibly.
Yeah. And we're scared.
But whatever, it's what happened. But anyway, donate to Fun Drive, because without it, I would not be here on the air with you, and you would not be...
I wouldn't be here either.
Truly. And you, listener, would neither be here. Mm-mm. So where would we all be? Who knows? But you can donate. You can call 604-822-8648 and get some show prizes. Or you can go to citr.ca/donate if that's more your vibe. And throw some donations our way in that venue, whatever. Whatever. So we're going to play a few more songs before we run out of time, which is so freaking soon. But we're going to play Trophy by Dumb off of Dumb EP, $5 or Free. This is Clara's favorite song off of this EP. And Clara's Dumb's biggest fan. And you know how I know that? Because
merch.
They have all of their merch. So enjoy and good luck.
We'll be right back. ratio of sadness to joy.